Susan Peckin is the producer of the film. Susan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
We really appreciate you talking to us, Susan.
Thank you.
Tell us what happened.
Well, we are working on a film and shooting in Belfast this week. And one of the scenes last week was shooting in the village area of Belfast. And we're working with local community and some young people from the local area who were featured members in the film. And then also some young men from outside the area who are also local featured members in the film. And the filming had progressed really well all day. Great buy-in from local community. Really great atmosphere on set. And then there was a bit of difficulty, really, with some other young men who were nothing to do with the film. And we had to shoot filming, stop filming. Our main concern, really, was to get everybody off set as quickly as possible, which we did.
Were these young men starting to intimidate you? Were these young men...
There was some injury sustained to a production vehicle as we were leaving the set.
What did they do?
What, to the car?
Yes.
Well, one of the wing mirrors pulled off and the window got smashed.
Right. Which is just a
side day. Window, but that was it. I mean, apart from that, there was no other damage.
But obviously, you started to think that the atmosphere was sinister enough that you needed to pull out.
Well, yeah. I mean, a little bit earlier, we decided that was enough. We should just seize the moment and leave, really.
And what about these extras who have been working on the film? We're talking about this young man, James Turley, this morning. I believe there are up to five who've been attacked. Are you aware of what happened to him? Did you see it?
I didn't see it. I was working slightly in a different area. Our main priority on the day was to make sure everybody was safe. So what we did was make sure everybody got away as from the area as quickly as possible. We then realised that James was not with the rest of the crew. And we immediately called the police and started looking for him.
And he was in a bin.
Yeah, at that point, obviously, we didn't know that. I mean, we were obviously worried sick about him.
How do you feel as the producer of this film?
Oh, I don't think we are all absolutely gutted and devastated that this has happened, you know, and are really upset that, you know, that something like this has happened, you know, and what should be an actual really sort of great sort of experience for everybody involved and you know, a real opportunity for the young people involved.
And Susan, I am trying to convey this morning the wider impact on Northern Ireland of this type of thuggery. Can you just tell me, you know, in terms of a production team, if we were trying, and we are trying to bring inward investment into Northern Ireland, where does this leave production teams? They don't want to go to sets or locations where their teams are unsafe. What impact does this have?
I really do think this is an isolated incident. I really do. I think, you know, obviously I don't know what goes through the minds of people, you know, who sort of behave like this. You know, obviously I think it's abhorrent, really. I really do not think anybody should let that put them off filming in Northern Ireland, because I do think it's an isolated incident. And I think, you know, if anything, we're possibly just incredibly unfortunate.
What about James and his family? Do you know how he is?
Yeah, no, we do know how he is. Obviously, as soon as we found out he was in the Arts and Emergency at Royal Victoria Hospital, myself and another member of the crew went straight up to see him, stayed with him until his mother arrived. Then I spoke to his mother, and we're in regular contact with him. And obviously, our main thing is just that he is okay. I mean, that's the overriding concern that we have, is that he is okay and that his family are okay. So we'll just keep supporting with them and working with them.